Giorgio Latu's got a boyfriend. In fact, she's got 30,000 boyfriends, and each of them are making her a buck or two, and I'm pleased about that. Giorgio is, well, she's 16 now, but obviously you've heard of Portugal Poi. They're the largest poi manufacturer in the world. Giorgio's mum, Anna's with us today too, because they were involved with last night's Aotearoa Māori Business Leaders Awards. And Giorgio picked up the Young Māori Business Leader Award. Why wouldn't she? Giorgio's with us from Ngāi Tahu and Ngāpui. And so is Mama. Thanks for your company, you guys. Hey, Giorgio, how's your boyfriend?
Kia ora. I'm all good, but unfortunately, it's just me today. No, Mum.
Giorgio, it's great to catch up with you. Giorgio, firstly, congratulations, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. It's a wonderful story about Portiki Poi, and when we're having a yarn about getting all your uncles, your korors, everybody involved in the push to get the poi ready for Wā Poi, it must have been nice to take a little bit of a breather last night and be acknowledged at the awards. What does it mean to you to get the Young Māori Business Person of the Year Award, Giorgio?
I think it means quite a lot to represent my whānau who have backed me through this kaupapa, because I really couldn't stand there without acknowledging them, and that they're the ones that have made this come true. And to actually achieve this with my whānau has been an awesome... I'm just so humbled to be a part of it, yeah.
Well, it's a fantastic story, as I say. And you've got to start in business and entrepreneurship early. Where do you think this might lead? Obviously, the poi business is neat and it's successful. But often people who have an entrepreneurial spirit are looking for the next move in what's their business game of chess, if I can call it that. What are you looking at, or are you just concentrating on Portiki Poi? And are you still at school? Do you have to do schoolwork now, or have you retired and can, you know, just sort of a property developer now, Giorgio?
I think there's a lot of... we always look to the future with Portiki Poi, and there's quite a lot of pathways open there, but I've always wanted to be a tāmoko artist, and so as a pākeke, I'd love to go through and become a tāmoko artist. But yes, I'm still at school, and in fact, we're racing off to the airport soon to get back for a mock exam for maths at school. So it's quite a hard lifestyle, I guess you could say, being so young and doing a lot of things. But I think it's worth it to make change. Yeah.
Hey, Giorgio, that's awesome. What school are you at, Giorgio?
I'm at Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Te Puti in Dunedin.
Children, you want to be a tāmoko artist. Well, that ties in a lot with the design from the poi work. We spoke last time about the, you know, satisfaction you felt when you saw all the poi in the stand first up. Now many people are acknowledging the work that goes in behind the scenes. While you're the face of Portiki Poi, last time you were gracious to acknowledge the many who have come in behind you, particularly to fill the big orders that have come with the Wā Poi kaupapa, step us into the whānau mix again and remind us who in fact have been helping you out big time to fulfil all the orders that came in.
So we have 20 people now that we employ that are on our payroll, and then I think we calculated around 200 people over the past 6 weeks have come into the poi shop to tautoko and be volunteers. And I think it's amazing. I think it's tūmeke, but just the fact that we can bring our whānau together all across our hapori, our community, and, offer first-time employment for some of our people as well is pretty amazing.
Fantastic. Hey, the exposure that our poi have received internationally because of how we've used it in this Women's Rugby World Cup, What might be some of the spin-offs to that? Do you sense that there could be international sales, there could be international tutorials, etc., as more people become familiar with the versatility of the poi, the fun that can be had, but also the training, the rhythmic training that poi allow? There are many sides to it once you get working them. What's going to be the international spin-off, do you think, of this focus over the last few months?
Well, we actually started talking to some honunga over to Japan about actually creating resources. So just like karate is in Aotearoa, we'd bring poi over to overseas. And so through the World Cup, people being able to see our poi, they want to know how to use them. So we started Kura Poi, which is New Zealand's first ever poi dance academy, and we're hoping to take Kura Poi overseas and across the motu so people have access to poi in the culturally safe space and where it can be fun. Not so much kapahaka, this, that, but more an expression of who you are.
Yeah. Kura Poi. I like where you're going with this one. So you've set up a dance academy, and mm-hmm. it's going to be online, and people from anywhere in the world can learn how to use the poi to have fun. And that's a neat kaupapa. Is it officially launched already, Georgia?
Yep. We have in-person classes as well on in Otepoti, but we are hoping to launch online, and so people can buy subscriptions to be able to learn poi wherever you are in the world.
Thanks very much. And look, I know you want to do ta moho work, but have you aspirations in business? Because how many people are looking at you, even though you're still a young CEO, but you've got a lot of experience for someone your age. Do you anticipate utilising this business experience to advance business interests going forward?
Yeah, I think I'll be using this mātauranga just to feed it back to our whānau, so everybody gets has the opportunity to learn how to start a pāke. But I think I'll be taking this learning wherever I go in life, hopefully. And I will be using it as much as I can. But I'm not too sure what the next business adventure or pathway is, but I'm sure I'll be using this mātauranga.
Well, again, we're really pleased for you, proud of you, as you should be of yourself, Georgia, for the mahi. But I get the feeling that it's a real whānau affair too for the Latu clan. So big ups to all of you. It's wonderful to see you acknowledged in that heavy-hitting environment of business there, Georgia. And, big ups to wherever life takes you going forward. It's a pleasure to have you join us on the program again. Ngā mihi.
Awesome. Tēnā koe.
Thank you, Georgia. Georgia Latu with us today, the young CEO behind the largest poi manufacturer in the world.